For Nicodemus, just in John 3, so all the way back in, you know, early days of Jesus' ministry, interacting with Jesus, trying to grasp what it is he's speaking about and what it is that Jesus has come to do, who he is, what he gives us. Often it's good to reflect on the words gift, on what a gift is in the Christian sense, because we have some gifts that at the start, you know, we might receive them and we think, oh, why did the person give us that? You know, what is that? That's ridiculous. I don't even know what that is. How am I going to use it? You know, sometimes people say, oh, I know exactly what to do. And it depends, you know, it's a gift is a funny thing. But when it's brought into our lives and we start using it or whatever, we can see if it's good for us or bad for us. Now, the reason why I'm saying this is because God brings gifts, and at times it's hard to distinguish what they are, what they look like, or how they're going to benefit our lives. I don't usually do this, but today I say the evil one, the devil, also gives gifts in a sense. Also, we're put before us sometimes a bad spirit, gifts, things that are given to us that we think, oh, that's great for me. But actually, it's not. We start using it, or it leads to bad things. Jesus came to give us life to the full. He came to give us a gift that, at first, was very confusing. It was very—it's hard to understand what it is and how it's supposed to work in our lives, how we're supposed to use it, how we're supposed to cooperate with it. But then, once it's accepted, once we accept the gift that God gives us, then our lives flourish. Our lives, we have life. I like this. I love this image of the early Christians, the Acts of the Apostles in chapter 4. When they're given the gift of the Holy Spirit, when Jesus has accomplished what he's done on the cross, Pope Benedict XVI said, the crowning moment of Jesus' mission was the sending of the Holy Spirit. So they received the gift. They received what Jesus has spoken about to Nicodemus. It's happened, and they're there. They have it all. And the gift they're given, they wouldn't have been able to understand it at first. But now that they have it, now that they see it, there's fruits coming from it. It's their life is being enhanced. And one of the key characteristics of a gift from God is that it's shared. They share it with others. When God gives us a gift, not only do we benefit, but we find that it overflows onto other people. And in the first reading, we see that the early Christians, the material resources they had, they laid it at the apostles' feet and they shared it around. So it's a really powerful imagery to see what the first Christians did after they received all from God, that they would overflow what they had to others. It's a beautiful image, and I think it's good for us to reflect in our lives, what has the Lord given us? How is he calling us to use that to benefit the whole community? And also, what are some things in our lives that aren't real gifts that maybe the bad spirit's calling us to engage with? It's an important question as we move forward in this Easter season. Amen.